For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Somebody has gotten in touch about the TV licence fee. I'm not going to pay my TV licence. Not now. Not ever. The government must think it's our first rodeo. It's not mine and I won't be given RTE a cent. I pay enough tax as it is. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, with me to discuss this further. It looks like the government have finally agreed on a funding model. Have they, Sean?
Yeah, final twists are being put on it and it won't go to Cabinet until next Wednesday. But behind the scenes, it is pretty agreed. So what is going to happen is they're sort of splitting the difference, really, in their different positions on it. The licence fee is going to be kept. You are still going to legally have to pay that, even if your texter says he's not going to do it. The revenue would be able to come after him and try and get that money. But there is also going to be taxation, money from direct taxation, multi-annual funding for RTE. So sort of splitting the two positions between the Media Minister, Catherine Martin, who wanted things fully funded from the Exchequer. And remember, that was the recommendation of the Media Commission as well, the only recommendation that the government hasn't accepted, while Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil wanted to go down at the other route and were very against getting rid of the licence fee, seeing it as a very important form of revenue for RTE. The bit where, I suppose, Minister Martin can claim a win is the fact that this will be a multi-annual funding agreement. What do I mean by that? Would mean that RTE's funding is guaranteed for a number of years. The only semi-state where that is going to be the case. We don't know exactly yet how many years. Sources have been speaking to this afternoon saying it's at least well into the lifetime of the next government. It won't be two or three. You're talking probably five, potentially even longer. So that there will be this certainty that RTE, in fairness, has been calling for years, that they know how much is coming in, even if people aren't paying the full whack of the TV licence.
So, I mean, is this not the worst of both worlds, arguably? Because my understanding was that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, one reason they didn't want to go down the direct funding route is you end up with a kind of a HSE situation, and RTE coming back every October saying, we've actually run out of money and we need a top up. You can't do that to licence fee payers. They have to kind of cut their cloth. Now they can run up a debt and then pay down the debt in better years. But, you know, they operate on that basis. Now they've kind of retained the licence fee, so you still have all the issues around collection and people not paying it and people having to go to court and all of that. And at the same time, you open the door to direct funding. So they still maybe come back in October and say, give us a few quid extra.
Well, they will be coming back every October. I suppose that's the point of the multi-annual funding, is that they will be sorted for a set number of years. They know how much they're getting from the government. So it's not going to be, because that could have been a whole mighty political row. And not only for going down the route of the HSE, like you're saying, where their RTE come back looking for more and more. But if it was that way, the argument against editorial independence was pretty big, that you had a government come in, and we don't look like we're going to have one now, but who knows what will be in the future, who was very anti-media and wanted to maybe control RTE a lot more. They could withhold funding and say, well, we're not giving you that much.
But they still might do that. It just won't happen every year, but they still might do it every 4 years or 5 years or however long the funding lasts for.
Well, that's exactly why we need to know how long it is. You know, how long is it going to be? Because that decision will have to be made on a 5 year or a 10 year or whatever basis. So that threat is still there, but it doesn't become a yearly row. It doesn't become something we're talking about every single budget time. And I think the government is hopeful that most people will get back to paying the licence fee. There was always a section of people who didn't anyway. And they're looking at recent figures and saying that it has upticked. There are obviously prosecutions still happening as well. So they're hoping that the combination of the two. Look, the government, I don't think, especially Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they were never going to go down the route of entirely direct taxation, because it's just too much money. It's 200 million euro a year. And I don't think most people listening will say that they want that 200 million euro a year going away from something else. And we should have really seen a lot of this coming. What was it last week then, the summer economic statement was, when there was only 1.4 billion going to be there for tax cuts in the budget. And the signal was very clear. That's going to be towards income tax. It's not going to be towards RTE. So one way or another, the taxpayer is paying for it. It's just how that ends up. That will be the question.
All right. All the taxpayers listening to this, as Sean says, you're paying for it. Are you going to keep paying your TV license or start paying it again on top? One person already has suggested, not now, not ever. 087 1400 106. Sean Defoe, as always, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.